The cabal establishment knows that there has to be a collapse in order to cover up all their crimes, their financial crimes, money printing, looting, war crimes, bioweapons creation crimes, all of it. But they mistakenly think that they can control the collapse. So they're actually trying to initiate a controlled collapse that benefits them, you know, get more power out of the chaos, shift people over to CBDCs and so on. You know, eliminate free speech, call it all misinformation, pass laws to criminalize dissent, all these things. But they are miscalculating. They have grossly miscalculated, and the collapse that's coming actually will be out of their control. Their arrogance, however, combined with ignorance, means that they cannot recognize that. Now, how do we know this? Well, first of all, we know with certainty that the cabal establishment has miscalculated on many significant events. You know, recent events even, let's say the 2016 election. They thought they had that rigged for Hillary Clinton. They could not believe that Trump won it. I mean, that was a huge mistake on their part that Trump won that election. They just didn't rig it enough, you know? They weren't prepared for the American people to actually vote for Trump. So they miscalculated, they lost the election, they had 4 years of Trump, then they spent 4 years colluding, you know, with the CIA and UK Five Eyes, deep state criminals to try to blame Trump for being a Russian agent and all these other things. And to this day, they still push the narrative that Trump stole that election, even though, of course, we know that the cabal stole the 2020 election to install Joe Biden, who is a dementia patient. I mean, he's a senile old man who can't even stand trial because he's too old and senile, according to the DOJ. You know, he was supposed to stand trial for mishandling classified documents, but they let it slide because he's too old. He's too feeble. He doesn't know what he's doing. Well, how is he still president then? You know, 25th Amendment time, right? But that's just one example. They also miscalculated on Ukraine. They thought that they could defeat Russia in about 6 months. They thought they would beat Russia back, that Ukraine's counteroffensive would completely demoralize and destroy Russia. They also thought that they could sanction Russia and destroy Russia's economy. They thought that. The Western cabal thought that they could cut Russia off from the SWIFT system, issue economic sanctions, even sanctioning ships that are carrying oil from Russia and having a price cap on that. They thought this would destroy Russia's economy, industry, and currency, and they were wrong on all three counts. What it actually did is it destroyed Europe's economy, industry, and currency, and it's also, of course, damaging the U.S. economy and currency as well. So everything has backfired on this cabal, which shows you that not only are they capable of making mistakes, but they make big mistakes with great frequency. They've made another huge mistake in supporting Israel's genocide against Gaza, for example. This might cost Joe Biden the election because so many Democrats in America are fed up with the Biden regime's support for Israel's actions that are widely perceived as genocide and ethnic cleansing in Gaza. So again, a major miscalculation on the part of the cabal. Another issue they miscalculated on is the Texas border. They did not expect that Governor Abbott would put up such a strong resistance. They did not expect 25 other states to stand up with Texas, and some states even sending National Guard troops to Texas to help defend the border. They did not anticipate that. Again, the cabal is arrogant but incompetent. They have a lot of power, but they're also afflicted with a lot of stupidity. So they are capable of making big mistakes. And I think the mistake they're making right now, the next big mistake, is in their minds thinking that they can control this great reset. And I'm telling you, they can't control it. It's going to be so far beyond even what they imagined. Here's what I think that they plan to do. They plan to take down the banking infrastructure in America and blame it on a Russian cyber attack. All right? This is the most likely scenario that I see coming. An alternative scenario is they might take down the U.S. power grid and blame that on Russia. And then the power grid being taken out would effectively take down the banking system because it's all, you know, everything needs power to function. But if they just take down the banking system, you would see banks closing, you would see everything frozen, ATMs frozen, nobody getting paid, you know, credit cards not working, debit cards not working, food stamp cards not working, a total seizing up of the financial infrastructure of the United States of America. And then, of course, the administration would say, it's Russia. Russia did it. Probably Trump had something to do with it. You know, they'd blame Trump. And they would say, well, good thing we have this other system ready to go. It's called the central bank digital currency. And as people lose all their money in the banks, the government will say, well, we saved your money. It's over here in this digital wallet. All you have to do is sign up and get your iris scan and get your thumbprint and, you know, get your RFID implant in your palm, whatever. And then you can access your money. See, we saved it for you. We're the good guys. You know, that's how it's going to go. And then people are going to say, oh my God, government saved us again. Just like they saved us from COVID. You know, it's so amazing. We love Biden. And then they're going to sign up for that. And they're going to be joining the Mark of the Beast system. And they'll be forever digitally enslaved for the rest of their lives. Because that's what, of course, Democrats ultimately desire, is total self-annihilation through obedience to destruction. And they're going to get it too, by the way, because the establishment can't wait to depopulate the country and literally exterminate anybody stupid enough to go along with their agenda, which is, of course, virtually every Democrat in America. So this is what's going to happen. But what they're not anticipating is that as the banking system craters in America, all the other countries around the world are going to pull out of the dollar. It's going to be the final nail in the coffin of the dollar. So global de-dollarization will accelerate on an emergency basis. Whereas right now you have, of course, a lot of trade taking place between Russia and China, let's say. A tremendous amount of settlement of trades between, you know, India and Russia, or India and China, or Saudi Arabia selling oil in the yuan, for example, or even in rubles and so on. That's going to accelerate to the point where the dollar will be so worthless that by the time people sign up for their CBDCs to say, oh my God, the government saved me and here's all my money, by the time you get that money, when you go to the grocery store to spend it, everything's going to go up 1,000% because the dollar will be plummeting in value, which means that everything that is purchased from other countries, whether it's, you know, food or fertilizer or tractor equipment or engines, or even in some cases energy, although of course a lot of energy is domestically produced, but even domestic energy production relies on spare parts that come from other countries. So everything that you have to purchase from outside the United States is going to go up something like 1,000%, and it will continue to climb. America will then be impoverished at a level that has never been witnessed before. You're talking about mass defaults, mass homelessness. The commercial real estate collapse will accelerate. Banks will fail left and right. In fact, the government will probably try to just eliminate most mid-level banks and end up with just like five or six big globalist supersized banks like JP Morgan and Wells Fargo and what have you. You know, banks that are obedient to the agenda. So that's where this is going. But the collapse will likely be so severe that the government will not be able to sell any more debt, and they're going to have to print money to buy their own treasury debt. And as that happens, it's going to become increasingly difficult for the United States government to meet payroll for its military and for all its federal employees, which is like 45 million federal employees across the country doing everything that you can imagine, like mucking with people's lives all across every department that you can think of. Those people are not going to get paid. And when the federal government can no longer pay its employees and pay its soldiers, then you have a 1991 Soviet-style collapse. And that's when things get really interesting. And I think that's what they are not anticipating, the establishment cabal. In other words, it's going to be a runaway collapse far outside the control of the establishment. Now, remember that the establishment lives in a bubble in the DC, Virginia area, and it's an artificial world. They have no idea what's happening in the real world. So they don't know that people have alternatives to CBDCs. They don't know that people can rapidly embrace cryptocurrency, for example, or they could rapidly start to use gold and silver currency locally, or maybe states start to issue their own currency on an emergency basis, or some people might use goldbacks or other things as local currencies. People are resilient. They don't have to follow what the government tells them to do. But this idea is alien to those in the DC area who think that they rule the world. They think that they're gods. You know, they think that whatever they say, and that's the way it's going to be, and no one has any other choices. They're wrong about that. So they are miscalculating how people will flee the government banking system and rapidly embrace alternatives. And man, I wonder what Bitcoin's going to go to on that day, you know? Bitcoin's already skyrocketing right now as the ETFs are gaining popularity and people are seeing that there is intrinsic value in something that is non-confiscatable and cannot be counterfeited by governments. And since, you know, government counterfeiting of debt is one of the key drivers of this total reset collapse, well, a lot of people who know what's going on are going to look for forms of value that cannot be counterfeited, whether they're digital, like Bitcoin, or whether they're real, like gold, for example. You know, you can't counterfeit gold, or you can't counterfeit silver. You actually have to go mine it and get it out of the ground, and that takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy and so on. So things are going to get interesting in ways that the establishment does not even recognize. And I think it's increasingly unlikely that the establishment survives this. It's more fragile than they let on. I mean, you know, they talk a big game and they like to bully and try to bluff and coerce everybody around the world. But when it comes down to it, even the U.S. Navy can't beat the Houthi rebels in Yemen, you know, armed with a few like low-cost drones. They've stopped world trade. Did you know that tea, for example, you know, like dinner tea, is off the shelves? It's gone in the UK, at least in some stores. I saw a report on that, that the store shelves are empty, and some of the retailers have been putting out warnings about the fact that there's not going to be any tea left. You know why? Because the ships can't make it through the Red Sea. That's why. Because a lot of that tea comes from the Middle East. And the Houthis are like, nope, you did business with Israel, you're going to get a drone rammed up your ass, you know, and no tea for you, which of course drives the English absolutely bonkers. No tea? What are we going to do for dinner? Anyway, it's going to get interesting. So for our part, I think what we should be paying attention to is, number one, understanding the establishment's plan, which is, of course, a plan of total domination and enslavement of humanity. But even more importantly, understanding how that plan will get out of control. And then what will actually hold value when it's all said and done. You see, if you want to have assets at the end of this, you're going to have to be very clever. And, you know, I've talked about these strategies before. My disclaimer is, of course, I'm not your financial advisor, right? Do your own research, figure out for yourself what you think is best. You know, get your own professional advice. But I think that most people, even when I interviewed Robert Kiyosaki, he said much the same thing that I've said. It's gold and silver. And he also owns shares of oil companies and his land. And I've added goldbacks recently because of the format they have, highly divisible, real physical gold embedded in each goldback. You can learn about that at our affiliate site, verifiedgoldbacks.com, by the way. Or if you want precious metals, our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. And you can find them at metalswithmike.com if you want to check out their really amazing prices and guaranteed insured delivery, discreet delivery also. So you can take possession of gold and silver. But, you know, there are many other things to consider. I've been through the list. Assets are going to be very difficult to protect during all of this. You know, that's the bottom line. People are going to lose their assets because they don't know how much the government hates them and how incompetent the establishment really is. The establishment is playing with fire here. They're like disassembling a highway bridge as traffic is driving over it because they're going to benefit from the chaos, but they don't realize they're going to topple the whole freaking bridge. And they're going to shut down the whole ecosystem of transportation for a very long time. The whole bridge will have to be rebuilt. And in this case, the bridge is the metaphor for society. So yeah, they're tearing it down. They're destroying it. It's going to be a nightmare. And the people who will do well are people who think and plan in advance and place their assets into vehicles that will hold value even as the dollar collapses and the government collapses and chaos erupts. You will need to choose forms of assets that can survive all of that. So again, do your own research. Understand there's price risk in everything that you do. But I want you to not lose your money and your savings and everything that you worked hard for. So be wise about this. Make decisions that are in your best interests. And beware that the banking system is very fragile and is probably going to undergo a planned demolition collapse in the not too distant future, perhaps before the election this year, although that's not guaranteed, but that's one of the milestones that the cabal wants to, you know, stop from happening. All right, thank you for listening. And you can hear more of my podcasts and interviews, including interviews with financial experts at brighteon.com, or check out my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care. Today's segment is brought to you by Goldbacks, which is what I'm holding in my hands right here. This is a stack of Goldbacks, and these contain actual verified physical gold in every one of the Goldbacks. These are labeled ones, and they contain 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold. It's actually built into the note itself. You can find more information about this at my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, which is our affiliate site. We do earn a small percentage on your purchases here that helps support the program. This shows my laboratory testing results where I tested using a kiln method and an ICP-MS mass spec method and also an acid stone method. I tested the gold mass, there it is on an analytical balance, and the gold purity for each of the different bills that are available here, the denominations. Now, Goldbacks are available in ones, fives, tens, 25s, and 50s. And what's amazing about them is that they make gold spendable and highly divisible. You know, normally you can't take a gold coin and just hand somebody 1/1000th of a coin. That's almost impossible to carry out. But with Goldbacks here, I can do that. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in my hands, verified. I know the gold is actually in here. You can melt it down and get the gold. And so I can give this to somebody as a gift or as payment or in exchange, and it makes gold spendable. And unlike crypto, it doesn't require the power grid to function, doesn't require the internet to function. This is off-grid money. It's outside the banking system, and it doesn't require electricity to function. This is a stack of 100 of the Goldback ones, and you can buy these stacks at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Let me show you actually the recovery percentages here. If you scroll down, oh, there's some of the gold foil that you get when you melt a 50. That's what it looks like in my hand there. This is one of the kilns that we use. And continuing, here's the recoveries right here. We recovered 102% on the minimum and about 107% maximum from these Goldback bills. So in every case, we recovered more than 100%. And that's what these masses are here. Phase two, this is the final mass. And it shows you how that's more than what was expected. So you're actually getting all the gold that's promised and a little bit more. And here's the purity numbers. We found very small parts per million traces of magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, silver, and lead, which shows that this is over 24 karat gold. And by the way, this is always very common in gold. You're going to get some impurities, and that's why it's called 24 karat and not 100% pure gold. Anyway, we did acid stone test results and so on. You can check out all of this at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Get these into your hands. They're gorgeous to look at. People absolutely love them. They love them as gifts. And again, it's instantly spendable assets with real physical gold in them, which means you don't have to have, you know, faith and trust in a government
for these to hold value. No government issues these. No government even recognizes them as currency. No, they're gold, which transcends every government and has outlasted every government in the history of the world. Gold will be here when the dollar collapses. Gold will be here when the yen collapses, when the euro collapses, when the United States of America as a government collapses. Gold will still be here, and gold will still hold value. So do your own research. Don't take this as financial advice, of course. I'm not your financial advisor, but I'm adding these to my own preparedness activities because I recognize the practical utility of these. And in my experience, everybody that I've handed them to has instantly recognized their value, and frankly, they want more of them. So check it out, verifiedgoldbacks.com. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.